Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome. Today is August 29th, 2020. This is Linda with Eco Peace Vision, Blog Talk Radio, and it's also a podcast now on, possibly, if I can figure that out, on iTunes and maybe Spotify. But anyway, with the few current listeners I have, we are reaching Canada, countries in Africa, and the United States. So welcome. This is a global broadcast. So I'm really commenting today on the news events in the United States. There's some major concern and uprisings about the police brutality that just seems unconscionable, related to Jacob Blake, who got shot 7 times in the back, but he is alive. But obviously, I understand he cannot walk right now. And but for that, we can pray that maybe he can be show the world that, hey, how to recover from neurological damage. Listener of God understands that the normal amount of beta carotene a day plus 1 to 2 pills of chondroitin, which I believe that's kind of what's found in animal cartilage, can rebuild the myelin sheath, which is the outer, if you look at wiring, it has the rubber sheath, vinyl sheath on the outside. That's like the myelin sheath around the nerves. So those two things, a listener God has heard, will help repair the myelin sheath. So let's pray that he tries that, and this we hold up. We think somebody's down, they actually, the world in miraculous ways. So that also made me look at why, how is it the police are shooting people? Why don't they use stun guns if they need to? It's like these video games. There's so many violent video games in the United States, and a lot of people are accessing them and watching them on YouTube or on other forums on the internet. And people never ask questions first. They never try to resolve the conflict first. They're always jumping to just shooting people and stuff. So this is one problem, I believe. So there was a Pew poll on who is doing the shooting in the police forces. And they did find that more white men were doing the shooting by, some degree, some percentage points. And in bigger cities, it was happening more than in smaller cities over 400,000. And also, people that wanted gun rights, they were tending to shoot more. So we really need to work on our big neighborhoods. And also, it was propelled to look up morality. Why, not shooting somebody is in the realm of morality. And I saw on the internet, Darwin talked about morality like it had to do with evolution, right? Well, morality has been talked about since, the Bible in the Old Testament. So, when humans first were starting to be given instructions on how to live more civilly, more as an upright species rather than more animalistic species, morality is talked about. The term sexual immorality is talked about. So, and we can look at it like humans need to, basically laws of God is one way. I'm going to get to this in a second, that when I talk about defining conflict in the U.S. and the world, maybe. But related to this whole Jacob Blake and all these protests that are, people are infuriated and they're trying to be peaceful about protesting, but a lot of people are, pretty upset about one more really violent, unnecessary thing, it seems. He was a father of three, maybe six children. There was three in the car. The police thought it was a domestic violence incident. That's what they've been told they're responding to. Now, he could have been trying to peacefully break up something, but they did find a knife in the bottom of the car. The front, like he opened the door, could have thrown the knife in there. So, you know, when we just see the video, we don't know the whole story. But related to just all these different conflicts, I saw today on Twitter Marianne Williamson, who has run for president of the U.S., and she was a peace candidate. She was encouraging people to have a silent minute, pray to whoever you want to pray to for peace. And in the U.S., 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I looked up silent minute. It's a hashtag silent minute on Twitter, and that brought me to an article on Medium, MEDIUM.com. And so anyway, she mentioned it too. This comes from I believe it was World War I, when both sides, they would just take a silent minute to pray. And there are some really neat stories about, I believe it was World War I, related to the prayer and related to around Christmas too, of even like angelic beings coming and helping, who knows. So look into those. That brings me a little bit to mention these two books that, a series of books. I'm reading part of one of them called Small Miracles. So I'm reading the one called Small Miracles for Women, which is the third book like that in that series. And it's really interesting. So anybody who doesn't believe in God, if they read even a couple of these stories, you're going to at least have possibility. And that's what people need, just God as a possibility. And then if they are in a jam, they, you know, can pray, and really amazing things have happened. So I also want to talk about, related to this concern about the protests and violence happening and with this pandemic stress, I want to encourage people to think about neighborhood gatherings. Within the neighborhood, if we can structure and think about organizing peaceful events, this is a really good way to get the energy channeled in a good direction. So the idea is, can we have, even on a daily basis, or and then a weekly event, and then monthly events related to artistic movement and exercise that gets people exercise. But if we can think of the arts, like the movement, visual arts, and music, and have these events in neighborhoods and have, you know, playoffs and neighborhoods bring their best and do a whole regional event, and then it can be televised. A lot of people can be home. People can be well-spaced. But this is a way to alternative to violence. So I'm going to bring that up, and then I want to bring up Brian Carroll, who's an American Solidarity Party U.S. presidential candidate. So especially any everybody that wants to see peace, he stands for, there's a video on YouTube, it's like an hour long and 47 minutes to the end, is what I listened to recently, and I thought that was really important. It was talking about immigration policy, you know, at the beginning. But he talks about all their stands on the different issues and reasonable, heart-oriented immigration policy is part of it, not separating children from their parents. He talks about environmental justice, peace, it's worth looking into because the American Solidarity Party, the United States, we have different religions. A lot of people have come to the U.S. having different religions, and they just want to really be true to who they understand God is. But this party doesn't really talk about God, but he does have people in it do have strong feelings of God. I believe he's Christian. Okay, so I'm going to have to get to the next things on the next show, I guess. I had some technical difficulties getting on online today. And anyway, just briefly about the topic, original Topsoil Engineering for Peace. In 2018, I asked a listener of God, somebody who I believe is very good at that, very gifted in that, and what is, on Earth Day, I asked them, what is that? I might ask them the day before Earth Day, but right around that time, the ecological priorities of peace. And he heard nothing, and I have it on other shows, on my YouTube channels and stuff, to incinerate our garbage, that there's nothing leaks there. And I've talked on other shows too. This 2015, the ecological priority was South American rainforest, stop the burning of the trees. And in some countries like Pakistan and Uganda, they are burning the trees for cooking. And they, I think we can do better. We can, like, you know, grow bamboo, for example, and make pellets for pellet stoves and clean and burn. So then the other idea is have eco-villages. So anyway, I hope we can even do that in the United States, have eco-villages, maybe even sister villages for our intense neighborhoods, because we really need people to be getting calmed down in nature and having more space and, anyway, being having elements of peace at least part of the time when they are in these cities. So thanks for listening. And hope you can tune in again. Also want to say, if you want to help support this show where we can hopefully get better reception, you can go to paypal.me/LindaRedman, LindaRedman. And I'll let you know on the next show if I got it or not. Okay, thanks. Bye.